Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera. And in our podcast, we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode from our We Move People podcast. Hello, AJ.
Hello, Rosa.
Today we talk about relationships. We already had this topic in German podcast, but today we try this in English. So yes. What do you think? What is a good relationship? What means to be in a relationship?
Most people think good relationship is harmony.
Harmony, yes. Yeah, mm. Yeah. To have no trouble together.
To have no trouble together, you have no problems together, there are no changes in life, everything is always the same. Yes, you can feel secure and there is no change inside and so on and so on. And if you have this concept of relationship or you have this concept of life, then I think you go in the wrong direction. You never can have the target which is a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Then relationship is only an outside thing. It's a form,
mm-hmm.
And you look always at the form and not at the essence behind the form.
Mm-hmm.
As life itself, life also is not a form. If you only look of the surface of the life, then you go to the wrong direction.
But I think a lot of people do not want to change themselves in their life. So does it mean that they don't have a real relationship, what we understand from the relationship?
All people speak today about changes. But they speak from changes from the others.
Mm-hmm.
Not from themselves. The most people want to make the world better. The first step to start to make the world better is to change yourself and not the other people. And if you want to have a good relationship, then you should start by yourself. Most people think at the right partner. They have an impression how the right partner should be. They have a concept how he should look like, how he should handle, what is his profession, and all the things. And they look like a partner in this way.
And when the people think, oh no, I don't look for someone who has this and this in the outside, I only look for the inner value of a human being, then they, I think they, they look if the other person has the same condition, the same ideology, if he is also a vegan, if he also like this and if he also don't like this, if he has the same politician thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they think the other one is sympathetic when he has the same condition. And then the people say, no, I only look from the inner values of the human.
They think they look at the inner value, at the essence, but in reality they only look the conditioning of the people.
Mm.
If you are the conditioning at the cell, the same way of living, how they eat or how they move or the spiritual things, then they think, This is the essence, it's not the essence, it's the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And conditioning can change. And if they change the conditioning, then they change the people. They look for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Or As I say before, they look for people in this way, how they look like, how they handle, what is their profession. And the first step is, if this human being exists and I am the right part for these people, if they exist. It's on the outer concept.
And then they make compromises because they feel alone.
Yeah.
And then they say, okay.
Yeah, but it's and the compromise is not the problem. The problem is you cannot measure human being in this way.
So do you think you can be together with everybody?
No. There's an old sentence in German, saying people look for same people. So you always look for people who are a little bit as you are at the moment. And what is the meaning from as you are in the moment? Always when people speak about their opinion, in reality, they speak from conditioning, not from meaning. They always look for people with the same conditioning. And if they want to change, they always only change the conditioning. Okay, it's a way, but it's not the target of a human being.
And when the people think that they change something, they change their job or they change a partner, then they only change the outer form, they look for another partner, but they are also in the same pattern. They will attract a similar partner, maybe he'll look in another way, maybe he is in another way, but they will attract the same situations, they repeat the same patterns.
They repeat the same patterns with the outer surface.
Mm-hmm. Because they do not change inside, they only change the outer form.
Yes. Before they have a red shirt, and then they have a green shirt, and then they have a black shirt. And they think they change something. No, it's always a shirt.
And when they're not happy with their job, then they go and look for another job, and then they have the same situation with their colleagues or with their boss or with anything.
Yep, because they don't change how they act. And if you only look for conditioning, then you always only change the cage you're inside. Okay, it's a way, but you never came out of the cage. And for real relationship is living out of a cage.
And I also think what is important for relationships, I read a very nice quote, I think it was from Rumi, but I'm not 1000% for sure, that was a good relationship is not when some people look at each other, it's when they look in the same direction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think this means that you have the same goals for your life, not material goals,
but
if you have, in Germany we say, the same Ausrichtung. In earlier days the people had a religion or something which is...
The same coordinates.
Coordinates, mm-hmm. Yes.
The same coordinates.
This is important.
Life. If you have not some same coordinates with a human being, then you are not in a relationship. And also, problems are very important for relationships, because with problems, a relationship can grow. It's a risk, and a risk is necessary that something can grow. Without a risk, it's not possible. And the life always gives us risk. And changes. There's so we can grow in all of our fields we are inside. If the life doesn't give us risks, we cannot grow.
Mm.
We never would change.
And what if some person has the right attitude, as you say, and the other person in the relationship do not want to change? Is it the best way to leave the partner, or is it the best way to say, okay, it's enough when one person is perfect?
If this is a state you cannot change, then you have to leave. It's better for both.
Mm.
If both doesn't help each other to grow, if they only want to fix the other, then it's better to grow.
To go.
To go, yes. Relationship is not a it's not a static condition. It's a dynamic process as life.
Yes, and I think also in relationship that what people understand from a relationship is different to other couples. So they can have another understanding what for them is relationship. And I think also this in this relationship can change in the life, in the years. So maybe when they come together, both have the understanding, this is now our rules and our relationship, and maybe 5 or 10 years later, you should change and you should be in process and talk and...
Relationship is to bring the people to the next level. And relationship, there is no collective form for relationship. Relationship is are the rules which the people decide who are inside this relationship. And this changes with time. At the beginning, there are other rules as 30 years later if the relationship is going on. Can't be the same rules and not the same people. People have to bring a relationship together to the next level, and with the level the rules changes. If you don't understand this, then you always end relationship and begin at the same point and end at the same point. It's never goes over this point. It is always to repeat, to repeat, to repeat.
Yes, and a lot of people think they come together, and then they are falling in love, and then they want to fix it because they know in the inside that maybe this will not last forever, this moment, and then they will fix it with a child or with something other, with some other things, maybe with a marriage, and then they think this state, this is now our relationship, our marriage.
Yeah, that they have the impression from an outer form of relationship. The next problem is, as you say, they speak about love and only emotions or sexual attractions. And they always speak from love, 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 love.
This is something other we can speak in another episode about love, creativity. Make it different.
If you don't can make it different between sexual attraction, emotions, love, then you have a problem. Maybe you think attention is love. Many people are thinking this way. And if you have the wrong concept and the wrong ideas like that, it's like we speak in our WDQ workshop from the first movement, the little idea. The little idea from everything is very, very important. If the kleine idea, the little idea is wrong, then you have great problems. And if your little idea from relationship is wrong,
then it's a disaster.
Then it's a disaster for your life.
For your life, for your health, for your psychological health, for everything.
Because we are human beings and we need relationship. It's not that we have we must be married or something, no, but we need relationship.
Mm.
Because there are some aspects in human being which only can grow inside with relationship.
Mm.
And collective is not relationship. Collective is collective.
Okay, then I think we should do next time an episode about love. What is love and what is the difference between emotion, sex, love, attraction and relationship?
And attention.
And attention.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this do we next month.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.